Chapter 92-93. The letter which Enoch wrote and gave to his son Methuselah and to all his brothers. Enoch was a scribe of distinction and the wisest of humans, and chosen of the sons of the humans, and a judge of the whole earth. To all my sons, and to the future generations, to all who will dwell on the earth, who will observe truth and peace. Do not let your spirit be troubled because of the times. For the great Holy One has appointed days for all things, and the righteous one will arise from sleep, and he will arise and walk in the paths of righteousness, and all his paths and his journeys will be in goodness and perpetual mercy. He will be merciful to the righteous one, and to him he will give perpetual truth, and to him he will give authority. And he will judge in goodness and righteousness, and he will walk in a perpetual light. And sin will be destroyed in darkness to the age, and it will never be seen again from that day to the age. And after this, Enoch took up his parable, saying, concerning the sons of righteousness, and concerning the elect ones of the age, who have sprung up from the plant of truth and righteousness. Behold, these things I say to you, and make known to you, my sons. I, Enoch, I was shown a vision of the heavens, and from the word of the watchers and holy ones, I have learned everything. And in the heavenly tablets, I read everything and understood. And answering, Enoch took up his parable and said, I was born the seventh in the first week, and righteousness endured until my time. And after me, there will arise a second week, in which deceit and violence will sprout up, and in it will be the first end, and in it a man will be saved. And after that, at its conclusion, iniquity will increase, and a law will be made for sinners. And after this, there will arise a third week, and at its conclusion, a man will be chosen as a plant of righteous judgment. And after him, the plant of righteousness will go forth forever and ever. And after this, there will arise a fourth week, and at its conclusion, visions of holy and righteous ones will be seen, and a law for every generation, and a tent will be built among them. And after this, there will arise a fifth week, and at its conclusion, the temple of the glorious kingdom will be built forever. And after this, there will arise a sixth week, and all who live in it will become blind, and the hearts of all of them will stray from wisdom. and in it a man will ascend. And at its conclusion, the temple will be burned with fire, and in it the whole race of the chosen root will be dispersed. And after this, there will arise a seventh week, in which there will arise a perverse generation, and its works will be many, and all of its works will be perverse. And at its conclusion, the chosen ones will be chosen as a witness of righteousness from the everlasting plant of righteousness, to whom will be given sevenfold wisdom and knowledge. And they will uproot the foundations of violence and the structure of deceit in it, in order to execute judgment. And after this, there will arise an eighth week, that of righteousness, in which a sword will be given to all of the righteous ones, in order to execute a righteous judgment from all of the wicked ones, and they will be delivered into their hands. And at its conclusion, they will acquire possessions in righteousness, and the temple of the kingdom of the Great One will be built in the greatness of his glory for all the generations of eternity. And after this, there will arise a ninth week, in which a righteous judgment will be revealed to all the sons of the whole earth, and all the works of wickedness will vanish from the whole earth, and they will be thrown into an everlasting cistern, and all humans will see the path of everlasting righteousness. And after this, in the tenth week, in the seventh part, will be the everlasting judgment. And the time of the great judgment will be rendered among the holy ones. And in it, the first heavens will pass away, and a new heavens will appear. And all the powers of the heavens will rise for all eternity with sevenfold brightness. And after this, there will be many weeks, to whose number there shall be no end forever, in which they will practice piety and righteousness, and sin will never again be mentioned forever.
Several non-extant lines may be missing here.
For who is there of all the sons of the humans who is able to understand the ordinances of the heavens? Or who is there of all the sons of the humans who is able to hear the words of the Holy One and not be troubled? And who is able to think his thoughts? Or who is there of all humans who is able to behold the works of the heavens, or the cornerstone upon which it rests? Or who is able to see a soul or a spirit, and is able to return to tell about it? Or who is able to ascend and discern all their ends, and to devise or make something like them? Or who is there of all the sons of the humans who is able to know what is the length and the width of the whole earth? Or who is there to whom all its size and its shape has been shown? And who is there of all humans who is able to know the length of the heavens, and what is their height, and how they are supported, and how great is the number of their stars.